Wilson, thank you for joining me.
Well, it's an honor to be here.
Talk to me about A Jazz Christmas. What is this show going to be all about?
Okay, Jazz Christmas is really, it's a concept that I'm not the first musician to do this, but it's an idea that takes music and uses music to raise awareness and support, financial support, for those people who don't have everything that the American Dream proposes to have. These are people who are on the margins, who live maybe paycheck to paycheck, some people who don't even have that. And this is this organization that I'm a part of called Mass for the Homeless, Inc., Music with a Mission. What we do is we contact deserving organizations. This year it's Lutheran Community Services. These are professional organizations. Other ones have been Friendship House and Catholic Charities. These are people, professional organizations, who target the needs in our community and really do stuff, really do something about it. And so we've been really grateful. The paradigm is really very simple. We've been fortunate to gather funds to pay for the production, and then the majority of the ticket proceeds goes directly to the beneficiary.
Let's talk about the performance itself. Jazz Christmas is happening on Sunday, December the 8th at 7 o'clock at the Tattnall School's Laird Performing Arts Center in Wilmington. What can people expect who come to this performance?
Well, they're going to hear some really fine jazz performances. I've been very blessed to develop that part of my musical language over the past 30 years. And like you said, I got an Emmy Award for an original jazz score that was a film that was put out by Sharon Baker's Teleduction here in town. And in terms of the performances, probably the marquee performer is going to be Annie Fitch. She's the former Mrs. Claus from Radio City Music Hall. She's performed for over 1 million people at Rockefeller Center. And we're flying her in from, she now is in San Francisco. We're bringing her in. She's been on some of our former programs, and she just lights up the stage when she comes out. And so that's one aspect of the program. Since I'm the choral director and have been for 30 years at the Tattnall School, I'll be bringing one of my choirs in. So they'll be singing. The treble choir will be singing a couple of numbers of that. We'll actually be singing with Annie. But to go back to the jazz, it's going to start with an homage to Duke Ellington. There's going to be some other music. Antonio Carlos Jobim is a fabulous Brazilian composer whose jazz compositions were ubiquitous in the tradition. There's actually a composition called I Remember Clifford that we're going to do that was written to honor Wilmington's own Clifford Brown. It was written by Benny Golson. A Philadelphia trumpeter and flautist, Stan Slaughter, will be joining it's a trio, piano, bass, and drums. That's the core, but I'm bringing in Stan on trumpet, and then my colleague Wes Morton from Tattnall, who is a professional vibraphonist. And so that there'll be moments through the program where it's going to be a jazz quintet. And it's really going to be a very special evening, one to remember.
Wilson, where can people get more information and buy tickets? And how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $25. You can go on eventbrite.com. And just scroll down to A Jazz Christmas, and they're easily accessible.
Is this a family-friendly event?
Very family-friendly event. Yeah, it's going to be a really wonderful across the boards. And because it's a family-friendly event, you know, my jazz musicians and including myself, I won't be taking 19 choruses of one song at a Newport Jazz Festival. I'm really gearing it toward general audience. But you'll definitely hear some very tasty jazz.